Zog de Gemara daf kuf gimel amir aleph by the two dots, five lines from the top. Zaha klal. The Mishnah said, Kol ha'oyse melochum lachtem iskayemes, so b'shabes yechayev. Zog de Gemara zaha klal asuye mai, lasuye de chok kapize b'kavo. Which means that a person has a log, and in that log of wood, he hollows out a shear of a kapizo b'kavo. That meaning really this log can hold four lug, a kav. But he only hollows out a kapiza, which is three lug. So he was chokak sholosh lugin. And even though my intent is to, in the future, to add on more, but since there are people that are miskayim, that are mekayim this the way it is, even though it only holds three lug, so mele, that's why you chayiv on. Zeh klal, kol ha'oysa melochum lachta miskayemes. It's miskayemes because other people, for them, it suffices that it's fact that it's gimelug, even though it could have been a kav, which is dalet lug. So mele, it's considered a melach and yichayimon. Zog de mal vayit reb shem gimel loymel hamake bekunas ala sadon. If someone takes the hammer, is chayvas make bepkat patish when he's make bekunas ala sadon on the big plate of metal. So what's the Indian over here? Frek the mother, my covet, what's he doing? Why is it called a makabe patish? What's the tikkun over here? So the mother, Rav Yosef, damit havayu, mnei shema amen es yodoy. I'm prepping myself. I'm exercising my hand in the motion of banging a hammer. So the Gemara's hammer is right now, this is considered, an imunayad is considered like a tikkun. It's a tikkun malach. It's the makabe patish that I'm prepping myself. That now I readied myself, I exercised my hand in this motion, how to bang it, so emela I'm chayev for that. Zog de Gemara, koshu bo b'nei chove, el miyata choza umnesa b'shabato, b'gomar hochanami de mechayev. If I watch someone doing a ma'isa umnes, and now I understand what to do, I'm chayev, so why should being ma'amen yodah be any different than watching someone do something and comprehending what to do? I'm being ma'amen yodayim, I'm prepping, I'm exercising my hand. That's a chiyuv of tikkun. So why should watching someone not be considered a tikkun either? Avada, when you watch someone chozu umnesa, there's no tzad yichayev. So why should this be the chiyuv? So the Gemara, Ela abayi v'rovi tamet avayu, shkein merade de tase mishkon, oisin kein. The people that are merade de tase mishkon, meaning the merade de tase mishkon, this is the zov that goes around the tzipui, around the kroshim in the Mishkan. They used to do this while they were banging the hammer. They used to bang it also on a flat piece of metal in order to keep the hammer in shape and to keep it straight. So that's takad tikkun. That's takad makabe patish. So kama tani yama yochi avshbag oimel afa makabe kunas ala sadon b'shas melocha chayev shken megarade tase mishkan oisin kein. It's takad done in order to keep the hammer in shape and to keep it straight, that it should be functional all throughout the melocha. Now the Gemara's hamina was that ma'amen is yodoy yechayev, the mere fact that I'm banging and that motion, exercising my hand and prepping it, lemaisa yechayev for the imun yadayim. La'alocha, the Ramo brings in Shin Mem Dalad that if someone is ma'amen is yodayim for ksiva, it's muta on Shabbos, you're allowed to take your hands and prep and exercise and write oisius, even though you don't have a pen in your hand, because you're ma'amen yodayim for the ma'isa ksiva. That we see is muta. The ma'isa, the Trumas Hadeshen, the Rishonim arguing this also, some Rishonim hold that there's an isad rabbonon if you move your etzbois even in the air, in the tzura of ksivas oisius, because that would be considered this imun yodayim, so to speak, for the tzuras ksivas oisius. And could be that's the pshat in the famous stories of Shulayb Diskin, that his hands used to move around. When he came to Shlaim, they saw him, they said his hands were the whole time moving, they thought he was trembling. And on Shabbos, his hands weren't moving. So they figured something on Shabbos, they're not moving, until they realized that in the weekday, he takes his finger, and he the whole time takes his finger with his right hand and he writes in the palm of his left hand, Yud Kei Vov Kei, the Oisius, meaning in the ear, in the Avir, Tzar, the Tzurois, Oisius of Yud Kei Vov Kei. On Shabbos, he didn't want to do this. So what's the pshat? And that's why not pshat, he was trembling and he was nervous and it was Shabbos, he was calm. No, it was he was writing it Shvisi Hashem every second of the day during the weekday. He was writing it on Shabbos. He didn't want to do this writing, even though it wasn't really writing. It was just in the air with the etzbois, mazes, the tzuas, oisius, that he didn't want to do on Shabbos. Now, it could be he didn't want to do it on Shabbos, even though there's no roishim, there's no rishimas ois, there's no ksiva. Could be based on this trumas adeshan, the zivshonim, that say that imun yodayim for ksiva, even though Ramah is mekel and is matrit, but lemaisa the arbi shonim that aserit, that it will be considered an isad rabbonin at least, to be ma'amin yodayim, to be mazes at spoys, even ba'avir, in the tzul of a ksiva. Zok the Mishnah, choyresh kol shuhu, if someone is choyresh, he plows in a field, even a kol shuhu is chayvon. Ha-menakesh, menakesh means he pulls away the bad asovim from the asovim that are yofim, which is either a way of being zoymer, of being zareya, by pruning, so to speak, removing the bad, so that the good grows better, or it's also ke'en melechas charisha, being chayrish by the karka, by removing the asovim goyim. Vamekarsem, and likewise, you cut off branches that are dry from the tree in order to help growth of the rest of the tree. It's the same story. It's like zoymer, it's like zareya. Vamezareid, or you're removing branches that are lachim from the tree. So again, if you do all these melachas of zoymer chayrish, it's a kol shu yechayv even on a kol shu for charisha or for zriya. Zog the Mishnah melaket eitzim. If someone removes eitzim that are mechubel lekarka, so those eitzim im letakein, if he takes those eitzim, either mechubekarka or mechubetun ilon, if he gathers them letakein, that the tree should grow better, so then it's chayv in a kol shein, because that's a shear for zoymer, for zareya, for chayrish. Vim lehesek, if you're taking the branches in order to use them for firewood, so then yechayv kedei levashel beyekala. Then it's a shear, what it takes for being bishul, for being mevashel. The shear for bishul is the amount that you're able to be mevashel beyekala. So mele, it's a different shear for being koitzah. For bekoitzah, it's a kolshu. For zareya, it's a kolshu. For zoymer, for pruning, it's a kolshu. But for if you're using it for firewood, so then lehesek, so it's kedei levashel beyekala, then it's a different shear. It's in order the minimal amount is that you're mevashel a shear gregarious of a beyekala. So Rashi over here says, im lesakein, if you're doing it that to make better what? Either the ilon or it's a karka. The kotzim and amachuber. So Rashi is going to her both stodim. If it's letakein the ilon, then it's because of the melacha of zareya. You're making it grow better. If you're mesakein the karka, then it's a melacha of chayrish. So both of them, the shear is a kolshu. If it's lehesek, so then it's kedei levashel beyekala. Zok the Mishnah weiter, hamelaket asovim. If someone collects asovim and gathers them, asovim that are mechub lekarka. Again, im letzaken, if it's misaken lekarka, you want a plant over there, so you misaken lekarka. So kolshu, you chayv on a kolshu because of ma'ez chavisha. You machshe lekarka, even be kolshu. V'im lebehema, but if you're taking the asovim to feed, animal feed, komaloi piyakdi, then the chiv is only meloi piyakdi, meaning you're only chayev for the sheer koitza, if it's lachila, if it's a sheer of a mouthful of the mouth of a gdi, of a goat. Frek di Gemara, we're saying that chayev chayev in a kolshu, lemai chozi, what are you going to do with the piece of parcel of land, a kolshu, that you chayev in? And to the Gemara, chozi lebizra di karo, you can put in there one kernel, one seed, I mean, of the las, of a kara. So Gemara de Kavosi Gabi Mishkan, we find in the Mishkan simile, shekein roi leklach echot shel samonim, meaning the charisha of a kolshu is roi to be zareya, to plant in there the klach echot of samonim, of those herbs that were used for the colors in the Mishkan. Now, ein charami, ein ani is mokav ashiris, like we said before in the Gemara, and a person is not gonna cook the dyes, the herbs to create a dye for mashu, but beetzim it's roy for mokim zriya for a klach echot shel samonim. So mele, the charisha kolshu is taka has a purpose, has a function. Now Rashi performs a kasha for Afakav the Shaninu leinyan oitzah zerad luin shnayim she'ein onam tereach benima achas. The minimal shears is shnayim because the person is not tereach for nima achas. Hani mili hoitzah. That's why melechas hoitzah the chi mapik tarti mapik ki adodi she'ein ezreach achas levado. You only take two at a time. You don't plant one. Aval inyan charisha kol guma veguma ba'pinav she'ovid lo. So Rashi mechalik between the meleches charisha and the meleches zriya. For zriya, you're not going to be zriya echad levado. But for charisha, kol guma veguma ba'api nafshi is ovid lo. So the Meiri learns up this Rashi that it means that for charisha, for one thing, you also is nakadai enam tereach. What it means is that after it's planted, so around it, even for one zera, if it was planted, you charish around it. Zog de Gemara haminakesh vamekalsim vamezare. Ton rabbonon hatoilish ulshin. If someone takes, he cuts off the ground ulshin. Ulshin zog Rashi. It's a type of grass in Esav shekoyin kishpil. So if you toilish these ulshin vamezare zrodim, zog Rashi, it's a min type of konim type of reeds. When they're soft, so then you use them for human consumption. When they become harder, they become animal food. And when they become totally dried out, they're used for firewood. So a mezaget zodim im lachila, if you meant for human consumption, kugageris, the shears are gregaris, like all shear achilov and odim is gregaris. Im lebehemet for animal consumption, kumole piagdi, then their size is the mouthful of a goat's mouth. Im lehesek, if it's meant for firewood, when it's totally dried out, kdei levasha beyakala, the amount that it takes to cook up a beyakala. Im liyapis as a kaka, if your intent is to beautify the land, you are miyapi de kaka. Meaning, you're pulling this in order that it should grow better, it should look better. So kol shein, then the shear is taka kol shein. Frek de gemora, otu kulu lo liyapis akakeninu. Even if my intent is to use it for animal food or for human consumption or for lahasik, why should the shear be a beyakala? Why should it be the shear be a mole piagodi? Why should it be a gregaris? Let it be a kol shu, because at the end of the day, it's also being miyapa. So the Gemara, "Ota kulo lo liyapis akakeninu," and for the Gemara, "Rav Yosi Ramitavayu ba'agam shonu." We're talking about in a swamped area. In a swamped area, you don't care at all about the yipu yakaka. So mele, you're not chayv for the yipu yakaka. You're only chayv. It's not a shir koshu. You're only chayv for what the intent is. Is it for behema? Is it for odom? Is it for asoka? Abay omar no. Afilu teme besorid lava agam. Even if it's not talking about a swamp, uke goin de loy kamechavin. You have no intent. I'm not being mechaven to be up at the karka. And if I'm not being mechaven, so mele, I'm not going to be chayev on a sheer kolshu. And the yisoid in enem eskaven is, like the chayim explained, that the maise is not mitsiachas to me. By enem eskaven, it's not considered that that's what I did. I didn't do it for that. So it's not considered that I did it. Frek de gemora, v'abai v'rovet amitavayu, moid reb shim epsik reishav alayomus. When you cut off the head of a chicken, you're not going to say, my intent is that it shouldn't die. Of course it's going to die. Psik reisha v'layomus. So it's automatically an intent. So by psik reisha, Reb Shimon, even the Reb Shimon holds, Zofa Shem Miskaven is muta, by psik reisha, he agrees that it's also. So over here, it's a psik reisha. It's automatically being misyapa. Who cares that I'm not being mischaven? So the Soma Chorinim explained that Yisoyin in psik reisha is, it's like an anan sahadi, that my intent is on that. You're saying it's enem eskaven. Psikreisha makes it that you are mechaven. Or psikreisha gufa means that you don't need kavona on the etzem toitzo. Even the kavona for the original maisa is enough because it's a psikreisha gufa. And that Gemara answers. Loitzricha de ko'ovid ba'ara de chavrei. I did it in someone else's field. Someone else's field, I have no nichusa whatsoever that it's misyapa. And over here, it's not going to help me that it's a psik reisha. It's not going to stare me that it's a psik reisha. It blives like an enem eskaven. Why? It's a psik reisha. It's bar de chavra. So mele, I have nothing from it. So the pashtus in this Gemara is, like Tosis brings, b'shem de oruch, that it blives like a psik reisha lo nichale. A psik reisha that's lo nichale, that I have nothing from it. I don't want it. I don't need it. I have no enjoyment from it. So that type of psik reisha, zok de oruch, is taka muta. Psik reisha holds, the oruch holds psik reisha lenichale is muta. And that's the havana in the Gemara over here that says, the ovid ba'ara de chavre. That's the big tesis, dimamasa leitzicha. The bottom tesis argues on the oruch, and tesis says, ba'ara de chavre makes it that it's a melachshen tzicha legufa. Some understand gufa that that's pshat in the aruch by psik reish le nichle makes it like it's melachshe and tzich legufa. Others say it blabs like melachshe. It's felt in melachs machshavas. But if it's a psik reish le nichle. But the point is, the shita's aruch is that a psik reish le nichle is takamuta, and ba'arad the chavre it blabs either like any tzich legufa or it blabs like a psik reish le nichle. Zoktaisis pish ba'aruch. Pirish ba'aruch, the psigresh lo nichele, kain de ka'ovid ba'ar de chavre, u koin ba'acher, shein o yavoi. So all those cases by lo nichele, it's mutter. Va'koitzes beheres b'shaz mila, shein lo yano, mutter lechatchila, va'filis de rabonon leiko. Shita's thesis, b'shem de oruch is, the oruch shita is, that it's not even an isad rabonon, and psigresh lo nichele is mutter lechatchila. The maisel aloha, we don't hold like this oruch. We use it as a sniff, obviously, but we hold that psikresh le'nichalei is also mid rabbonon. And the Achronim explain, the Yisoidim Achloikas of psikresh le'nichalei is mutter, or lechatkhila, or also mid rabbonon, Rabbi Chanan in Ksubas writes, that it's totally, what's the svara that through the psikresh, what happens exactly? Dovashen miskaven is mutter. It's not misyachas to me. Psikresh makes it that it's miskaven again. Aidei de le'nichalei, it's hodadinen like it's in a miskaven. Or no, the pshat is, once it's a psik reisha, so it's nichlal automatically my maisa. You don't need a kavona b'chlal. So there's no nafkamina if it's nichle and loy nichle, it's automatically part of his maisa, and that's what we're talking about also midrabbanon. All these yisoidis are negeya, obviously negeya, many shailas in halacha, when a person is not mischaven for something to happen, and it's a psik reisha, but it's loy nichle, he has nothing from it, he's being filmed while he's walking. So that could be even easier because that's misasik and meleches halicha, like Rav Vosner writes. But upon him, the psikresha and the loy nichle by miskaven is a very common sugya that's negated Shabbos and the Das Oruch. So even though we hold that the Das Oruch that holds that it's mutal lechatchila, we hold it's osmid midrabonon. But upon him, it's a sniff negaya lahalocha when it would be negaya to utilize the Das Oruch. Zog the Mishnah kosef shtei oisius. If someone writes two oisius. Bein b'yaminoi, this is the koisev of writing to Oisius. Bein b'yaminoi, with his right hand. Bein b'smoiloi, bein b'shem echod. It doesn't make a difference if they're both alfin. Bein b'shtei shemois, if one is aleph, other one's a base. Bein b'shtei samonios. Zogt Rashi, one is dioyim, one is sikro. Two types of inks. Others learn samonios. Other Rishonim learns means two simonios, like the nun afuchos. Others say, the Rambam says in Pirush Mishnayos that it's samonios on numbers, misporim, like one and two. So the point is, yechayv for all of them. B'chol loshon, in any loshon, yechayv on. Now the fact that yechayv on ksivas shtei oisius, so that means if you write one ois, it's a chatzis shir, that's also min haTorah. Because it's choylet tarif. When you write one ois, you're able to be moisif another ois, so that's what chatzis shir is also min haTorah. Zok the Mishnah Vayit Omer Rabbi Yosi Lechiv Shtei Oisis Ela Mishum Roshim. Rabbi Yosi is saying every Ksiva Shtei Oisis is Chai because of Roshim. Even today when you're Kosev, it's really Roshim, just a marking. That's what was done. That was done in a Mishkan. Shekach Kosevin Al Kashi HaMishkan Leida Eze Ben Zugoi Omer Rabbi Yehuda Moitzinu Shem Kotem Shem Godel. You can write to Oisis that are really your intent was to write more, but it's a Shem Kotem from a Shem Godel. Shem Mishimon. You want to write Shimon, you only wrote Shin Mem, but in every Shimon is Nichlal to write Shin Mem. Umishmuel, Shin Mem from Shmuel. Noch mi Nochor, Don mi Daniel, Gad mi Gadiel. So Rashi says Shem Echad means Shtei Alfin. Kvega Zakasha, the Gemara later is going to say that writing Aleph Aleph is not going to be Mechayev you. It's if you're just writing Aleph Aleph. So the answer is, the Achrayim want to say that that's talking about when you write Aleph Aleph from Azreka. When your intent is to write Aleph Aleph Amazreko, then you're takanakan mechayv. Because then there's three chesroinus. Number one, it's the same shame. It's Aleph Aleph. Number two, it has no meaning. And number three, it's a shame cotton from shame godel. So shame cotton from shame godel by shame Ishmuel that you chayv on. But shame cotton from shame godel, Aleph Aleph Amazreko, which is two alfin, shame echod, and no meaning. So then tak you're going to be potter. Masha enkein, when your intent is only to write Aleph Aleph, so then tak you're chayef. And that's bein mishem echod, shtei alfin, that's Mishnah says, you tak a chayef. Now Rashi that learns shtei samonios is one is dioin, one is sikra, so zokta afike yam, that according to the Shitza Yireim, that Sikra is a tolda, so we see the Chiddush is that Chatzi Ba'av and Chatzi B'tolda are mitzdarif. And one could be B'diyoy, one could be B'sikra. One is a Av, one is a tolda, would also be mitzdarif. Zok the Gemara Bishleimo, Ayamin Lechayev, Mishum Lederach Ksiva Bekach. It's a derech, so you chayv on the derech. Ela asmoil, why chayv on ksiva smoil? It says in the Mishnah, ben biyamina ben bismoiloi. Hoyin derech ksiva bekach. And for the Gemara Omer biyomiyo, beite yad shonu. We're talking about someone who's a lefty. So for the lefty, riding with the left hand is taka the derech. Frag the Gemara, v'tav esmoil di dey kimin di kuli alma, v'asmoil lechayv, amin loy lechayv. So let him only be chayv on his stronger hand, which is the left, but let him be potter on his right hand. Elom Rabbi, so what does the Mishnah mean? Ben Yamin, Ben Bismoiloi? Elom Rabbi, Bisholet Bishtei Yodov. He writes with both hands. So if you write with both hands, that's when the Mishnah says Yitak Chayev. Rabbi Yankov, Breda Bas Yankov Omar. Homani Rabbi Yoisi, the Omar Lechivu Shtei Oisis, Elom Shum Roishim. Every time you write to Oisis, you be'etzem Chayev as Roishim. So in mail, it's irrelevant that if it's neat or not. Even if I'm a righty, and my other hand I don't write neat with, it's irrelevant. Even if it's not derech ksiva bekach. Since the chiv is as roshim, so it's not worse than any reshima that you stop making a marking. So mele you'll be chayiv even if you are a righty to write with your left hand. So gemara vam misefer Reb Yosi, reish alav Reb Yosi. The sefer, the Mishnah says, Reb Yosi says, lo chiv ishtei oisius elam shum roshim. So how could ben yamin and ben smoiloi be chayiv as roshim? Only Reb Yosi is mechadish roshim in the sefer. And for the gemara, kula Reb Yosi. The whole Mishnah is Reb Yosi. The Bialoch and Simon Shin Mem, hey, Itaka discusses that every person that writes with his left hand, the Gemara says, let's say a person is a righty, so his left hand, he would not be chayiv on. Why is Taka not chayiv as Roshim? The Pshat is Ein Chanami. If someone is Roshim in order to make a Rishima like they did in the Mishkan, then you Taka chayiv. But if you're writing, and now it ends up being with your weaker hand, and you want to be chayiv as Roshim, then you're not going to be chayiv as Roshim. That mitzad roishim, yitaka not going to be chayiv. You have other potter. The only time you chayiv on roishim is when yitaka make a reshima, like they did in the Mishkan, then yitaka chayiv on roishim. But we'll stop over here by the two dots, six lines from the bottom of the Amid.